right. Well, good morning, everybody. My name's Chris Percy. I'm the Vice President General Manager for AT&T Mobility here in Tennessee, Kentucky. You know, we're thrilled to have you here at LP Field. We've got some really exciting news. With me today, we have Nashville's Mayor Carl Dean. We've got Don McLaughlin, Executive Vice President of Administration and Facilities for the Tennessee Titans. We have Jeff Cogan, CEO of Bridgestone Arena and Nashville Predators, and my colleague at AT&T, Steve Ursini, our AT&T Senior Real Estate and Construction Manager. Please join me in welcoming these distinguished guests. We have some great news. AT&T has improved its mobile internet coverage at LP Field and Bridgestone Arena in downtown Nashville by completing the installation of two new 4G LTE distributed antenna systems to enhance the wireless customer experience. We will refer to this as a DAS, or distributed antenna system. A DAS consists of multiple strategically placed antennas that will enhance coverage throughout LP Field and Bridgestone Arena by providing efficient utilization of spectrum and wireless coverage. It basically enhances the network capacity by alleviating the pressure of wireless. When you have a high concentration of people in a close proximity, it really creates a lot of pressure on networks. The only way to solve that is with a distributed antenna system. So, I'm sure as you've known, the mobile internet usage has been skyrocketing. Think about everything you do when you're attending an event at LP Field or at Bridgestone Arena. You're checking email, sharing pictures, sending text messages. You're utilizing apps like Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. You know, you're browsing the web. All of these things are using mobile data. So we want our customers at AT&T to have a phenomenal experience no matter what they're doing. So we're continuing to invest in our networks to grow our mobile internet and improve the mobile internet experience. But today's announcement about our improvements at LP Field and Bridgestone is really a culmination of our investment in Tennessee over a long period. AT&T has invested $1.3 billion in our wireline and wireless networks over the last 3 years, 2009 to 2011. Nationally, we've invested $95 billion in our wireline and wireless networks over the last 5 years, and in 2011 alone, we invested $20 billion in our network. This investment is exciting because we've also launched 4G LTE here in Nashville back in June. 4G LTE is the next step in wireless technology, and it is expected to be the platform for new services and innovation for the foreseeable future. So let me tell you a little bit about 4G LTE and what it means to consumers here at LP Field and at Bridgestone. So basically, your network got a lot faster for whatever you want to do on your mobile device while at an event here at LP Field and Bridgestone Arena. Our 4G network consists of two fast technologies that work together for customers. We have 4G LTE and 4G HSPA Plus with enhanced backhaul. In fact, AT&T has the nation's largest 4G network, which covers 285 million people, which means we have coverage in 4G in 3,000 more cities and towns than Verizon. So this means that AT&T customers have fast access to 4G speeds as they move in and out of 4G LTE areas. With other carriers, if you move out of 4G LTE, you go to 3G network, which is much slower. Bottom line, with AT&T, you have access to the nation's largest 4G network with a widespread, ultra-fast 4G experience. So, in summary, this investment, this string of investments that we've made, $1.3 billion over the last 3 years in Nashville, has helped AT&T in performance. Recently, a study was done in December by a company called RootMetrics, and AT&T was named the number one carrier in Nashville for mobile performance. In fact, AT&T's network in Nashville was ranked the highest of any city by any carrier nationwide as having the fastest download and the fastest upload by RootMetrics across the country. We're very proud of this commitment to Nashville, very proud of the investment in LP Field and the Bridgestone Arena. I'd like to thank you for your time. What I'd like to do now is introduce our Nashville Mayor, Carl Dean. Carl?
Thank you, Chris, and thank you, everyone, for being here. I want to say thank you to AT&T for this very strategic investment in Nashville. AT&T plays a critical role in our economy, and they're great leaders in our community. You know, there is a tremendous sense of optimism about Nashville right now. Evidence of the city's momentum can be seen in the companies moving to town and expanding here, the buildings coming out of the ground, and the buzz about Nashville's prospects. The buzz of music and entertainment is remarkable. We had Grammy's live announcement concert last week. We have the CMA award show. We've had the CMA Music Fest special. And we also have ABC's net drama called Nashville picked up for a full season. The TV show has great aerial views of Bridgestone Arena and LP Field. LP Field and Bridgestone Arena are definitely hallmarks of Nashville. Think back 20 years ago, and we didn't have either sporting events, and these venues have done just tremendous things to transform our city. People from across the country and around the world visit Nashville to see two great professional teams play in top sporting venues, and we'll hope they'll be playing soon, Jeff, for one of them. In addition, both LP Field and Bridgestone Arena serve as music venues, too, and host some of the most well-known musical talents in the world. I can't stress how important these venues are to the vibrancy of our downtown. These two anchor sites, LP Field and Bridgestone Arena, are huge economic drivers for the city and showcase the best of Nashville, including Lower Broadway. The Honky Tonks with Ryman Auditorium on one side and the Country Music Hall of Fame on the other make up one of the most unique and authentic entertainment corridors in the world. LP Field and Bridgestone Arena bookend those cultural institutions. For many fans, a big part of live sports and music events is the ability to share their experience with others, and they now will have an easier time doing that in Nashville. AT&T's investment in upgrading wireless coverage enhances these entertainment experiences for Nashvillians and the millions of tourists who visit Nashville each year. In all seriousness, I'm excited for Nashville to have these expanded services, and this announcement is another positive indicator that Nashville is a thriving city. You know, our best days are ahead of it and of us, and I still look forward to the rest of the season with the Titans, and looking forward to hockey being played and going to great music events at both of these venues. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you, Mayor Dean. Now I'd like to bring up Don McLaughlin, Executive Vice President, Administration and Facilities for the Tennessee Titans. Don?
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. It's great to be here and have all of you here today. Mayor Dean, thanks for all that you do for this great city that we all live in. You know, the Titans have had focus groups that have been ongoing for a couple of years now in terms of trying to find out what we can do to enhance the fans' experience here at any event at LP Field. And on behalf of the Titans organization, I want to thank Chris Percy and our partnership with AT&T. Chris has always had the vision to come in here and say, we can help you in an area that fans that come to every event at LP Field wanted to improve, that being our wireless coverage here at LP Field. Chris initially put in some temporary equipment in the north end zone, and fans that came here, patrons that came here, saw an improvement. But Chris said that's not where we're going to stop. And the DAS equipment that has been put in place this year, the focus groups themselves, I've told Chris, and I've told everybody else, the reception that we get now in here, exactly in terms of what Mayor Dean talked about and Chris talked about in their opening comments, the coverage here is unbelievable. And that's what fans have come to expect in venues like this, venues that have large capacities, that have to be able to have tremendous service, that they can communicate, that we don't only communicate with friends via texts and forwarding photos, but also the safety issues when you want to send text messages so that we can keep the fan code of conduct up to the standards that the NFL wants it to be. And when you consider LP Field here and all the fans that come through here throughout the year, the over 1 million fans that visit LP Field, whether it be for a Titans game, TSU game, the Music City Bowl, which is coming here in a couple of weeks, and certainly the CMA Music Festival and other concerts and soccer events that we have here. I can't thank you enough, Chris, for the partnership that we've had with AT&T and the difference that it's made for our fans moving forward. It's a wonderful commitment. We appreciate your financial commitment, certainly, but knowing that it is made Nashville, Tennessee, certainly here at LP Field and across the river at Bridgestone Arena, a much better venue for our fans so that they do truly enjoy their experience at our respective facilities.